The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about wildlife. We talk about firearms. We talk about anything you want to talk about. And every now and then we'll have a topic that we want to cover. Every now and then we have a guest, too. And we're reaching out to Maryland Fishing and Boating Services to get some updates on striped bass and possibly on the license increase. They're not going to say much about what's going on in the General Assembly. They need the money, and it's hopefully going to be something that they won't have any trouble with. So we're at 410. What do you think? Should licenses be increased? I'm okay with paying $12 a year, and if I want to go trout fishing, I'll buy a trout stamp. That's just the way it is. I mean, you got to pay to play. You know, I got two subs and some fries last night for Robin and I for dinner. It was $31. I mean, everything has increased. You know, you don't get even fast food sandwiches for less than $6 or $7, and that's how it is. So why shouldn't the rates take an increase? That's just, I'm just asking the question. I'm waiting for your opinion. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Okay, good luck to you too, Bill. All right, let's see. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
Not yet.
All right, well, we're waiting for calls. We don't have any contests this month, unfortunately. We're working on some stuff. We'll see what happens. I don't know if Tide... what's Tim's bait company called? Tim Sherman, Tackle Box Tim. Is it Tide Runner Baits? I can't remember. Hopefully, Tim will be joining us again to promote his lures and give away some fish and tackle packages. That seemed to go over well, but there's always some good opportunities. So, anyway, let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I've been meaning to tell you this. Robin has a new mobility scooter. Something that's a little more portable. It's pretty cool. It folds up with the press of a button. It folds up and stores much easily in the house. It stores very easily in the vehicle. But her other model that she has is for sale. So if you know anybody that needs a mobility scooter, a four-wheel mobility scooter with all the accessories, you know, the basket, the armrest, the battery charger, the whole deal, we've got one. You can contact me, Ellis, at ellisoutdoors.com with that or any other things you might want to send my way, pictures, photos, comments. Let's talk to Tom in Westminster. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Not bad. A little chilly.
Yeah.
To hear about your wife, I'll keep her in my thoughts and prayers.
I appreciate that. Yes, sir. What's
up? Relative to the raising of the cost. Hunters and fishermen.
No, just fishing. The hunting license bill went through a couple of years ago. They are where they are. This is the new increase for fishing license.
Right, yeah. Everything goes up in Maryland. You know, there are other ways to raise funds. Marylanders are taxed far enough as it is.
Okay, we're not going to get into that. What are the merits of raising the price on fishing licenses and fees for fishing licenses? I read to you that they haven't been increased. The trout stamp has not been increased in, how long? 32 years, and the fishing license hasn't been increased for 17 years. Have your prices gone up on anything that you buy in the last 17 years or the last 32 years?
Everything, and that's my point.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how many out-of-state fishermen there are. I would like to know how many, because I'd like to put the burden on people who are non-residents. And there's plenty of fat in the budget that could be cut and could fund these kind of programs rather than putting it on the residents of Maryland.
Okay. Obviously.
Because once they go up, they're never going to come back down. They're only going to go up like everything else.
Listen, Tom, I understand that. But I don't know that you or a lot of people out there understand the concept of conservation funding, the North American model of conservation funding, or the American model of conservation funding. Public benefit.
I might know more than you think.
Okay, explain it to me.
Well, I can tell you this. I did some lobbying in Annapolis about a decade ago. Got real familiar with the system, how things work. And I'm telling you.
Give me, in 100 words or less, the American model for conservation funding, how it works.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that exactly. I'm not an expert in that field. I'm talking about budgets, politics, and
I'm talking about the American model for conservation funding and how it affects all 50 states and where the money comes from. I gave you a clue.
Well, that's a good segue into what I was going to bring up relative to other states. That's one thing I learned when I was in Annapolis, is if you look at what other states are doing and which ones are succeeding and whatever the matter might be, mm-hmm. you can take that model and use it the way it is in a state that's succeeding with it, or you can modify it. I would like to see.
When I was involved, executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition and working in Annapolis myself for 5 years, we found out that that the state of Iowa had a wonderful poaching restitution program where the fees were based on the antler score of the deer and was kind of a sliding scale. We used that model, and the fund was dedicated to go back to DNR. We used that model, and we successfully passed the Poaching Restitution Act. I believe that was 2016. And since then, these guys that break the law and pay their fines under the Poaching Restitution Act, we've helped fund the Maryland Department of Natural Resources for its various programs.
Okay, well, we're thinking on the same lines. All I'm saying
actually,
is
we're not. You're talking budgets and how things work and this and that and the other thing. It's a specific model for conservation funding. And here it is.
Okay, but we're talking about money here.
Yes, we are.
Right. And that's the bottom line. That's why I'm talking about budgets and whatnot. Again, I would like to see our elected officials, instead of just pushing this through because it's needed, I get that, I would like to see them really think outside the box, look at every other aspect and every other way that they could possibly avoid raising the cost for Maryland residents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that not something that you would agree with?
It's possible. Certainly it's possible. I mean, look, you know, I'm in the publishing business. My business is supported by advertising. We don't sell our product, and we don't have a product to sell other than advertising, and we provide great information on five different times a year in publications and, of course, on this radio show. So we sell sponsorships and advertising, okay? But I shouldn't have to compete with the state who sells advertising in their guide to fishing guides to fishing and boating and their guide to hunting and trapping. Shouldn't have to compete with the state. But there are companies out there who are willing to publish the rule books for a fee, but their fee is reduced by the amount of advertising revenue, which is exorbitant, that they can generate from my some of my sponsors. So my sponsors are torn. Do we put it in the once a year book, or do we advertise on a regular basis with you? I shouldn't have to compete with the state, but we've done that successfully for the past 10 years. So,
I agree.
You got to do what you got to do. What's that?
I agree with you there. Now, you would know more about, you mentioned the federal model of conservation.
No, I said the American system of conservation funding that's 100 years old.
Right. How about grants? I'd like to see our elected officials look into grants from the federal government. Hell, the federal government gives away plenty of money for all kind of crazy garbage. I've worked for large corporations. I've worked for government agencies. Not a single one did not have a full-time grant manager. That's all they did was...
There are people that handle that within the department, trust me.
Yeah, well, I hope they exhaust every measure before passing it on to Maryland residents. And with that, I bid you a good day.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. I would suggest that if you would like to engage in a conversation about conservation funding, you simply look up U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, North American Model, or the American Model of Conservation Funding, Sport Fish Restoration Act, and the Wildlife Restoration Act. They're very, very interesting to read, and there's charts, there's graphs, there's money, there's anything and everything. So,
I wonder if our elected officials have read that.
they live by it, my friend. They live by it. So, I mean, the people within the departments live by it, not the General
right.
Assembly.
Right, okay.
The General Assembly.
You were going to say the elected people, but I get what you're saying.
The General Assembly, they really don't. That's why you have to have testimony on every natural resource bill that includes the model for funding, and especially on license bills.
Yeah, and I would encourage everybody who's interested in prices, be it for licensing, for fishing, or anything else, get involved and pay attention to what's going on in Annapolis, because they pass a lot of garbage. But
no question.
And get involved, then you can make a difference.
Yep, exactly. 3,000 bills usually are submitted in a 90-day session. All right. Yeah, listen. Thanks for the call.
Sure thing.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Who's next there, Aaron? Chuck and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How's things in Glen Burnie?
Oh, yeah, that's great. It's just a little chilly. I'm not going to go into great detail about the last caller. I'm just going to try to keep this as simple as I can. I'm a very fortunate retiree who spends a lot of time trout fishing during the free season, during the regular season, and the fall season. And clearly, the numbers of people, I fish primarily during the week, but I do go on the weekend. And there's not many people out there trout fishing anymore, not like it was in the day. That's one thing. I think those numbers are down, and it's purely economics. Like you mentioned earlier, if people aren't participating, but you still want the program to still be there, you got to find a way to fund it. So I'm not mad at them for raising my fee. I think I got 2 years before I hit the consolidated. That would go from, what, 5 to, 20?
No, the senior license, it goes from 5 to 12, but that excludes
right.
the trout stamp now. So
would
I'm
be
guessing you're gonna,
bucks,
yeah, be the
okay.
same 32
I mean, I'm
bucks and every
52, 25.50 now, and then I'm going to pay
21st out. Say so you're 45. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, I think back years ago when I first started doing this. I go way back when they used to stock Wild Lake in Columbia, and my
right.
dad used to drive a school bus. And he would drive past Wild Lake every day, and there was always a group of seniors sitting there. And that was back when they only gave you the week of trout stocking. And he would ride by, and if all the seniors were in the car, they would know that they hadn't stocked yet. But then when he'd ride by and see that the seniors are out fishing, he would know to give me a call, and then sure enough, he'd be out there and do it. So, things have changed. I threw the week... Alan,
the early codger warning system.
yeah, but I hardly see anybody out there, and I'm primarily talking Harrah County,
yeah,
Centennial Lake, Elkhorn.
Yep.
On the weekends, if I do go, maybe a half dozen people.
Yeah.
Around Centennial at a time, or Lake Elkhorn. So, I'm not mad at all. I'm willing to pay it because for years I've taken advantage of those numbers. This family,
we have an astounding freshwater fishery here in Maryland. You've got Deep Creek Lake in the west. It's got something like 32 species of game fish in there. It's got trout. It's got walleye. It's got largemouth and smallmouth bass. It's got northern pike. It's got chain pickerel. It's got all the sunfishes. The yellow perch is famous for yellow perch. Okay? It's got rock bass. It's got anything and everything in Deep Creek Lake. You come onto the river system, you've got the beautiful Potomac River. You've got the Susquehanna River down to the tidal line, the Potomac down to the tidal line. You've got a variety of ponds and lakes and trout, world-class trout streams here in Maryland. Yep. Okay. If you went to Montana to have this type of fishing, what would you pay?
I have no idea, but I can't imagine it would be the $52 that I'm going to pay.
Exactly.
But there's one thing I would like to also mention. Is I don't know. I know I do get out to Garrett County on occasion.
Yeah.
Particularly that New Germany State Park.
Yeah.
And one thing I did notice, particularly early in the year, early in the season, about half the vehicles in that parking lot are from Pennsylvania.
And yeah, of course.
Short drive from that. So yeah. I'm glad to see that the license fees for the non-residents are going up.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
I've often wondered about that. You know, back to our friends in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, always thought that was one of the reasons why they were upset about moving their deer season to Mondays, because moving it to
Saturday.
Saturday, as opposed to because they could hunt Maryland on Saturday,
right,
opening day, and then on Monday,
exactly,
go back to their home state and hunt Pennsylvania. But yep. Hey, it is what it is.
Things change.
And we're very fortunate to have what we have here in the state of Maryland.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Okay,
100%.
Just real quick. Last week at the end of the show, you talked a little about the cartoon The Far Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There was one that was always got me. There's a chicken sitting across the desk from a funeral director.
Right.
The funeral director looks at the chicken and says, "Look, I have this pine box, this mahogany casket, or this paper bucket with a picture of the colonel on it." I always thought that one always got me. Anyway,
that's a good one.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. See
okay.
ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, you know what, folks? I just want to ask you one time. In your house, is there a room that is sometimes cold, sometimes not, but has a fireplace opening in that room? I know I'm talking to people that have this and haven't done anything about it. That cold room, that fireplace with that big open front, sucks the air out of the room, sucks the heat out of the room and up the chimney, and you don't have anything to combat that. Well, solution. Visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Talk to them. Just talk to them. Doesn't cost anything to have a conversation, right? Talk to them. They're not hard sell, I can tell you that. Talk to them about installing a gas, a wood, a pellet, or an electric fireplace insert in your home. They'll do the installation. They'll talk to you about all their products. They'll spend time with you. They'll give you all the information, knowledge, and brochures and flyers you need. You can take that home and take a look at it, and then go back and make sure you know what you know which one you want, and they'll take care of the rest. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yep. Pellet, gas, electric, or wood inserts from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You ought to stop by. The weather's cold. You know, heating your room, heating your house, saving on money, saving costs, and all that stuff is on your mind right now. And they'll take care of you. Robin and I selected an EX35 model from the company called Enviro. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and everything else. They carry the freestanding wood stoves in all different sizes. If you want to use a wood stove like the old-timey wood stoves, you know, they've got them. Small models, big models, square models, traditional styles for wood and pellet. And they sell the pellets by the bag or the pallet, too. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville? Just take exit 44B off of Route 50 if you're coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue exit. Turn right off the exit, turn right onto Drummer, and you're right there. If you're going from somewhere east of there, right up 50, get off at Graysonville, get off, go up Route 18, turn right on Evans and left on Drummer. You'll be right there. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's your fireplace. So I'm looking at Clyde Sports Shop. I'm looking at some of these firearms. I'm looking at a shotgun here that I really like. It's called an A5. I'd like to own a Browning A5 sometime in my life. Whether it's an old vintage model, you know, back in the day, whether it's a Belgium, or whether it's even a new one, I'm looking at the A5 Wicked Wing right now in vintage camo, super reliable autoloader duck hunting shotgun featuring a kinematic drive, recoil operation, a composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver, a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt reliefs, extended in Vector DS band, choke tubes, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Show up with that in a goose pit or the duck blind. You will get some oohs and ahs if you like oohs and ahs. And you'll have a super reliable shotgun to take out whatever waterfowl might come your way, depending on how good your aim is. The A5 Wicked Wing also comes with an ABS case. It's included. That's a good one. So, if you're interested in shotgun shooting sports as the weather warms up, I was walking through, where was I? Giant the other day, and a guy says to me, I had my Delmarva Sporting Clays hat on. The guy says to me, a little cold to get out there and shoot Delmarva Sporting Clays in this snow. I said, yeah, but it'd be fun, you know. The Satori models, several of them, over and under shotguns. You see them at every Sporting Clays range. The Browning Satori, no question. They're a very, very crowd-pleasing favorite in all the different models. The Satoris all have, you know, ventilated ribs. They swing easy. They've got Vector Pro forcing cones, and depends on the model for trap or skeet or Sporting Clays, whichever one you want. But they also have a field model if you like to use an over and under for upland birds and waterfowl. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, they're just off Beltway Exit 9. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, crabbing, fishing, and accessories, it is Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. All right. Who's our next caller there, Aaron? Let's talk to Ed in Queenstown. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
I told you about my little adopted nephew getting a buck. And
yep.
He said, check and see if he'd like to get his picture in the Hunting Quarterly.
Yeah, sure.
His mom. And she said he'd be really excited to do that.
Good.
And I think I heard your contact information with the scooter. It was Alan at AlanEllis.com?
Nope. There's no Alan in there. It's Ellis, E-L-L-I-S,
okay.
My last name, at EllisOutdoors.com.
Okay. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com.
Yep. EllisOutdoors.com is our long-standing website. It's got the Outdoorsman Radio Show on there. You click on the logo for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and it'll open up the page for the show. Tells you about me. It hasn't been updated in a little while. Tells you that's where you find the podcast of the radio show at ellisoutdoors.com. Talks about Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Talks about bucks, bears, stags. Talks about big-ass fish. Talks about Maryland Loves Crack. It talks about everything that we do here under the Ellis Outdoors umbrella.
Okay, his for real uncle is a young, excuse me, and is a young resources officer.
Oh, good.
So
okay,
they're keeping it in the family.
That's good. We have three generations from Queen Anne's County. And the youngest, or the next to the youngest grandson, shot a real nice buck. So the picture is there with him and his dad, his brother, his uncle, and his grandfather all in one picture. Then we got a picture of some guys from Carroll County, father, son, grandson, all took bucks on the same day. So this is what we love about Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. We get to talk about families. We get to talk about youngsters. We get to talk about, you know, that kind of thing. And we encourage the youngsters' pictures for the magazine. But we do need parental permission. So the mother can certainly text that to me or You know, she can email that to me as well. Just say, I just give parental permission to whatever your nephew's name is to publish his picture in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. As simple as that. And, you know, we do need that. Anybody, you know, any youth hunter, 16 and under. So,
okay, one quick thing. Maybe Robin can try books on tape while she's
Yeah, she listens to books on tape. Yes,
okay,
she does.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, she has a Kindle. She loves her Kindle, but she can't see it right now. She can't see the television right now, which kills her.
Because, oh, that's no great loss.
Well, I mean, it is to Robin because Robin is an Anglophile, so she watches all the British crime shows, and you know, and some of them are good, some of them are okay, but she loves them. And right now, she, you know, without being able to see the screen, she knows the characters, and she can listen to and imagine what's going on as she hears the characters talk. So I really feel bad for her. Hopefully this new tear duct implant will work for her. I forget what they're called. I'll have to come up. Let's see.
No, that's too bad.
They're called
the other thing. Punctal. The other thing, as far as the fees.
Yeah.
It's $5.49 for a Big Mac. I take it without pickles. So that just gives you that's what you were paying for a fishing license. No, I don't think so. They need to bump it up. They need to bump it up. I mean, as long as the funds go to the NPR, or whatever it's called.
The funds that are collected by fishing license fees that are collected for the fees go to fund the programs of the fishing and boating department. Okay, that's it. Simple.
There should be nothing wrong with that at all.
There isn't. There isn't a thing wrong with it. Look, I've gone against the tide on the increase in the hunting license fees, but where else can you go for under $100 and have the hunting opportunities that we have here in Maryland? Where else can you go for under right around the $50 mark for the fishing opportunities we have here. Now, this is freshwater only. This is a freshwater increase. This is not your title license. That hasn't changed. Okay? But we have everything here in Maryland. That's why we're called America in Miniature. Okay? You know, okay, we don't have Rocky Mountain sheep. We don't have, you know, Roosevelt elk or Rocky Mountain elk. We don't have, you know, those kind of species, but we have black bears, we have white-tailed deer, we have sika deer, we have every kind of waterfowl that comes through the Atlantic Flyway. We have some really unique hunting opportunities. Fishing, same way. Everything from snakeheads to trout to largemouth bass, world-class fishing on our trout streams. We've got walleyes. It's just incredible the amount of fishing and hunting opportunities that we have here in Maryland. Always felt that way. That's why this show is so widespread.
Yeah, I started listening back in 2004.
Right.
I was going out to the NRA convention.
Right.
Channel surfing, and I caught you guys, and I thought, hey, this is pretty good. But by the time I got to the Polish section of Pennsylvania, it kind of faded out. But then I could listen to the polkas into Pittsburgh. So.
Sure. Yeah.
And you can probably tell that I'm not from these parts. You want taxes? You go to New York. You want taxes? You want to complain about taxes? Go to New York. But I was standing up there for hunting and fishing. Don't try to put that one on Maryland. You guys got it good here. You really do.
Right.
Don't complain. Anyway, right. I really hope that that Robin gets her eyesight, you know, back to a point where she can enjoy life.
You and I both, brother. Yes, sir.
Well, that's a two-edged sword because she's got to look at you. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right, I can take it. That's all right. I'm a big boy. Appreciate it.
Anyway, you take care. And
thank you.
Stay out of trouble.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't do that to me.
All right, I'll have them get in touch.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good
one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, I want to chime in on the, I guess it's freshwater only, right?
Well, for the increase, yeah.
Wonderful. I think it's a little absorbent.
You think it's absorbent?
Yes. And I like to see a justification of, you know, how they come up with this number.
Were you listening the first hour?
No, that's why I'm chiming in late.
Oh, well, okay. I explained all that. All right, here we go.
Just quick.
Real quick. The money goes to programs within the department. 65% of the funds come from special license fees. That leaves a third that is not covered by license fees.
Okay.
So federal excise tax, the American model of conservation funding, the Sport Fish Restoration Program, based on the sales of fishing tackle and licenses, there's a formula there with the Sport Fish Restoration Program, 30% federal funds. Only 5% is funded by the general funds, taxes on the citizens, okay? But, you know, it's public benefits, user pays. That's how fishing and hunting work.
Okay.
That's what the model is. Now, that's where the money comes from. The non-title fishing license has not increased since 2007. That's 17 years. The trout stamp fee has not increased since 1992. While the cost of providing fish and services has increased 56% and 129%, right, respectively, expenditures at the current service levels exceed revenue. There's not enough money to cover the cost. Just like eggs are $7 a dozen.
Yeah.
Fish cost more.
Right.
Salaries cost more.
Right.
Service costs more. If a pump breaks down at a hatchery and you're in danger of losing fish, you got to get somebody out there to fix it right away.
Right.
I will tell you, the plumber probably charges a little more than he did in 1992.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything costs more. I'm sure the cost of trout feed costs more. If anybody needs to understand how the fisheries, sustainable fisheries works, you need to take a tour of Fish Hatchery out in Frederick County, and you need to take a tour of the Fish Hatchery in Southern Maryland and see the type of research that goes on. Okay, let's talk about shad restoration real quick. Shad are spawned at the hatchery, or collected and spawned at the hatchery. At day two, those little tiny shad are put in a bath of dye. It's a green dye. And they're taken out, and they're put back in on day five, let's say.
Right.
Well, that stain goes into the body and stains the tiny little ear bone, the otolith, with a 2-5 code. Day two, day five. Got that?
Yep.
All right. When that shad grows larger and is harvested by electrofishing, the shad is checked to see if it's a 2-5, if it's a 1-4, if it's a 3-6,
right,
or what day that particular hatch was stained and where that came from.
Gotcha.
That's a lot of science. That's a lot of work. An electrofishing boat is an expensive proposition. I've been on a couple of them. Okay,
right.
You got five people on the boat trying to shock and net stunned fish so that our fish stocks can be enhanced. But you need the research. You need to kill some of those fish, harvest those fish, take that ear bone out, put it under the microscope. It's labor intensive, man. Okay,
yep.
But it all goes for a good thing. I mentioned smallmouth bass in the Potomac. I mentioned some of the fish in the reservoirs. I mentioned walleyes in the Potomac, walleyes in Deep Creek Lake. You know, there's fish stocking programs going on all over the state. It's not just put and take trout fishing. Okay? We've got to sustain these fisheries.
It takes
money to do that.
Yep.
Money. Hi, buddy.
We'll go around.
That's what happens. Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Have a good one. See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Got an email from Scott, and the answer is yes. Spring issue. There we go. Okay. I think we ought to probably take a break, don't you think, Aaron?
Sounds like a good time.
I think that's a great idea. Let's do it real quick. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop one more time. Let's talk about coming up on spring and getting the youngster involved in shooting. Well, a good way to do that is like I did with the .22. And Browning makes one called the T-Bolt, Sporter. It's a rimfire. It comes in 17 HMR, 22 long rifle, and 22 Magnum. This is a great gun. It's got a beautiful walnut stock. It's got a straight comb. It's got fine checkering. It's got a blued barrel and sling studs. And it might not be a good one for a kid, but it might be, depending on the kid. But it might be a great one if you like to use a .22 for squirrel hunting or groundhog hunting, the 17 HMR, predator hunting. It's called the T-Bolt, and it's a T-Bolt Sporter from Browning. Not sure they make it anymore, but Clyde Sports Shop has a great stock of them. For trap shooters, talk to any of them. Some of them listen to the show. The BT-99. A trap-specific single-shot shotgun with a superior fit and reliability. It's got all steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. Beautiful gun. And it's not one of those $25,000 jobs either. It's a reasonably priced trap gun. Great introductory model if you like that. And then I will mention again the BAR MK2 Safari. This is a autoloader rifle, centerfire rifle. Features traditional styled walnut stock, a hammer forged barrel, a polished steel and engraved steel receiver. It's got a reliable gas piston operation, a detachable box magazine, and that's a Browning, the BAR, Browning automatic rifle. In this case, it's an autoloader rifle, Browning autoloader rifle, MK2 Safari. Take a look at all these and all the fine Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227, just off Beltway 9. Been around since 1957. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Now we switch to the Eastern Shore and Backyard Billy's. If you need a fireplace, if you need a freestanding wood or pellet stove, if you need a gas or wood or electric or pellet fireplace insert, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's where to go. Right there on Kent Island, it's the exit is Graysonville, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Phone number 410-827-4500, that's 410-827-4500. Friendly folks, very knowledgeable. Good prices. That's all you need to know. 827-4500, BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. They're open 7 days a week, too. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, say it with me. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at
Argo. Extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. We got Frank in Eldersburg. Morning, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's going on, man?
Say, look, I was listening to the show while I was out there shoveling snow, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this always aggravates me whenever I hear about these kind of things, you know, when we're talking about increases, you know, in different things. Mm-hmm. I view this personally as just another piece of trickle-up, okay, economics. And that's where it's up our kazoo, okay, meaning those of us that have to pay. All right, and I just want to bring to the attention of everybody that's listening to your show is, do you know what the surplus was that Governor Moore inherited from our previous eight-year governor?
I think it was $8 billion, or $5 billion, I think, something like that.
Yeah, baby, it was a big amount. Do you know what it is right now that he's got?
It's got a deficit.
A big deficit, okay? And what do you think he does with all that surplus money instead of distributing it into the areas, okay, that support the different things that we need in this state?
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right now. This is not a political show. All right.
I'm not making it a political show. I'm saying we're talking about money. Money that's causing us to have a higher increase.
Have a nice day. There we go. I tried, folks. I really did. Sorry, that's the last thing you heard about, but it's not actually, because you get to hear from me. Okay. I'm not here to discuss whether or not money from the state was misspent. Money from the general fund only funds 5% of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we're talking about the Fishing and Boating Service. 65% of that money comes from license fees. It is a great setup. The American model of conservation funding has worked for over 100 years. Through the Sportfish Restoration Fund, through the Wildlife Restoration Fund, used to be Pittman Robertson and Wallop Bro funding, okay, put in place, started by Teddy Roosevelt, 1908, I believe. And if you look it up, North American or American model of conservation funding, you will understand why this is happening. You cannot operate on the same budget, the same amount of income, especially when participation is declining for 30 years and expect to have the same program, or for 17 years without an increase. Like I said, pre-COVID, what was a dozen eggs? Now, a dozen eggs is $7. Just one tiny example. It increases. We don't like it. We don't like it because it's our passion. We don't like to have to pay more to go fishing. We don't like to pay more to go hunting. But I will tell you something. If you want to pay $30 for a fishing lure, don't complain about $30 for your license. If you want to pay $600 for a fishing reel, don't complain about $32 for a fishing license. If you want to pay $350 for a set of waders, don't complain about $32 for a fishing license. All right, there's the music. Get out, stay safe. Have a great day in the woods or on the water today. Enjoy that deer season. Enjoy that waterfowl season. It's a rich, rich heritage we have here in Maryland. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.